Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the February Energy Update 2024. This is where I just tune to see what energies we can expect coming into February, and so maybe we can take advantage and have the best month that we could possibly have. So, the first image that came to mind when I sat with the energies of February was this fork in the road. I sense that we may be faced with hard choices. And what I mean by that is, it's time to get uncomfortable. It's so much easier to choose what we know, even if we're uncomfortable in it, instead of being courageous and walking into the unknown. So this is the time to call on courage. So, when we are in a situation that's sort of fine, we tend to get complacent. And they're saying to me now is not the time. Fine is not enough. You want to find excitement, you want to find thriving, you want to find joy. So if something's blah, let's try to goose up that energy. Be willing to change the energy of that. And what does that look like? So let's you're at a job that you're like blah about. Do the work. Go, I want to be more excited in my work. I want to connect with more great people, or I'm open to a new job. So it's about taking the energy that's not just negative, but sort of blah, and doing something with that. Okay. And I love this quote. I have it actually in one of my oracle cards. And it's, if you expect the unexpected, you will be prepared for miracles. So this is about opening up to letting the universe surprise and delight you. So if you've been feeling stuck, depressed, or like things are out of reach for you, this is the time to change up what you're doing. Pick a new path and actually start to walk it. And I use this analogy a lot with people because there is a dance and a discernment that comes with lining up energy and then taking action. And some people need to start taking action in order to line up the energy a little bit. So it's really figuring out where are you? Are you at the place where you're like, I just got to get to the gym and start going, and then I'll start that habit? Or are you someone that's like, ooh, I got to do a week or two of getting ahead of that energy so that I can show up at the gym? I'm using that as an analogy. So figure out what it is for you. Do you need to just do it, or do you need to get ahead of it and do it? And everybody's going to be different on every subject, okay? But this is an intense month for personal growth and expansion. So, I talked about last year being like a really internal year. This is like you could be a new person by the end of this month. There could be massive internal feeling change by the end of this month, and I want you to take advantage of it. So it is sort of like, let me line up my actions with my true intentions. So what are your intentions with your body, with your money, with your relationships? Like, what are your real intentions, and are you really watering that every day? Are you really putting your focus and your energy there? Through all the January, specials I did, 30-minute specials, I saw so much of you guys getting stuck in this is the problem, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem, and not opening up to that solution that we were talking about even in the energy update last month. So focusing on where you want to go, where the solutions lie, is really going to be amplified this month. I did leave an exercise here, and I'll read it out to you. So it's write out a list of all your desires. And next to them, what needs to happen for these things to be achieved? So if you want to start a company, do you need investors? Do you need to find a space? Do you need to hire people? I don't know. Write it all down. Then separate. What are the things that you can do in order to line up with this right now, today? That might just be energy work. That might just be opening up your field, seeing it, maybe doing some visualization, maybe writing lists of positive aspects about this thing or why you want it. And then what is the universe's to-do list? What do you need the universe to bring to you? And I want you to really do your best to move yourself into a space of positive expectation. So this takes practice, guys. It's not going to happen overnight. So only you know where you are, but like start making statements and go, how does that one feel? Oh, there's still a little wobble in that. Finding that is the work. Okay. So, secondly, there's this sort of like brave leading edge path of self-love and self-trust that is just lighting up for so many people on the planet right now, more than I've ever seen. I get goosebumps even saying it. There are so many people that are more willing to take this journey than ever before. So, what I want you to seek is the feeling of confidence, being proud of yourself, feeling satisfied and excited for what's coming. These are the feelings you want to reach for in your personal work. Okay, because we're being asked to call upon like a really deep inner power and knowing that we're capable, we're strong, we're powerful, like let's go, okay? I have written a post-it on my computer, no, trust, believe, receive. No, trust, believe, receive. So examine, where are you still expecting to be disappointed? Because I saw that rampantly in the past month with clients is this expectation of disappointment and going, see, it doesn't happen for me. You know, this sort of, I get to be right instead of expecting, letting the universe really surprise and delight me. So in February, ask to awaken the best parts of yourself. Be willing to see and experience your true greatness, wherever that lives for you. And it's going to be unique and different for you. You know, don't try solving problems with head energy or ego or action. It's going to drain you. It's going to be slow. It's going to feel like going through mud. So reach for that inner calling, that inner, like, ooh, show me where to go to this. I'm opening to the solution as opposed to making the solution happen by trying to, you know, make up for misaligned energy by taking the action. You will be called to action really quick. It's just you want to be called to the correct action, okay? Your inner voice is like calling you. It feels like hope. It feels like compassion. It feels like love, calm, peace, trust, forgiveness, acceptance, ease, like it's all working out. So that's the stuff I want you to sort of, those are the goal feelings that we're reaching for. And I have a lot of you guys, and you know, this is not for everybody, that still sort of gets stuck in that righteous anger or victimhood or fear or resentment or lack. And if you still feel stuck there, these are just forms of self-sabotage, okay? And they're excuses so that we can keep ourselves in this little safe container. So it's somebody else's fault that I'm not getting what I want. And a lot of people I saw, and I'm seeing this as a theme on the planet, is like the walls people build around them, which keeps everything you want from coming in. So this is the time that you're gonna see people around you, if you've already done this work, starting to really have to do a deep dive on themselves, having to face themselves. So, you know, our job is to look in the mirror and go, I'm here to uplift. I'm here to be my best self. And then watch how people around you start going through that same journey. They're going to probably be 5 steps behind us, but you know, look for that energy because it's really coming up strong in February. By opening your energy up, it's like I see doors flying open. It's like what you thought was maybe like a detour or off track is you're going to be like, oh, that was right on my path. It took me right where I want to go. I didn't know where I was headed. I was on an off road, but it took me right where I wanted to go. So like maybe opportunities that were previously out of reach or not available to you will start to come in. And I just, as you sort of claim who you are and your path and your own greatness, stop being humble, stop apologizing, stop making excuses, stop blaming others and start owning your true power. Oh my gosh, like the expansive energy of this, like solutions coming in, like you're gonna just, it's almost like they're showing me this energy of like something that's always been there and then you just didn't see it, you know? That's the energy I'm seeing. It's like all of a sudden you're gonna go, oh my gosh, the solution was right there and I didn't even see it. And you're gonna start those opening aha moments. And I'm really excited for that and I want all of you to have it. So I'm trying to guide you there. But it's gonna be a really self-directed month. Instead of allowing outside energies to sort of dictate your state, it's really important for you to be really self-directed. I'm seeing new connections, relationships, deeper intimacy is also a theme for February. It's funny because Valentine's Day is obviously in February, so we have that like a little bit of that association, but it's separate than that. This is more of a result of this deeper connection with yourself. So your other relationships are gonna start reflecting that in a really cool way. The more you own you, the more the world is celebrating you, you know? So pay attention to your self-talk. Are you continuing to recreate this sort of outdated version of yourself? Are you being kind and compassionate to yourself? You know, more and more, the world is gonna reflect to you, you know, how you really feel about you. So if people are coming to you and treating you badly, how are you doing that to yourself? Or if you're in a toxic situation, how am I being toxic to myself? What toxic thought am I giving myself? You know, these are the things, the rocks to look under. It's strange, but I also felt like intense trauma processing on the collective, not so much for this group, but on the collective. So, like, the past 4 years has been so intense for the world around us. And we are, as I said in the January update, being called to sort of guide a lot of people that were in the dark for so long. They're coming to the light. They're seeing the shadow. They're breaking open. And they're just starting this journey on the collective. And that's really exciting because that just means that energies are moving super quick and just the old paradigm is really crumbling. And it's uncomfortable, but it's exciting at the same time. And you know, we're coming into an election year here in the US, and so the timing couldn't be better, you know, in terms of trusting the process, knowing that the old is on its way out, and trusting that the new ones coming in are knowing their power in such a great way. It's our job just to own our power. Okay. So it may look like rage or hate or people in pain, and just reach for, ooh, they're trying to break open. They're breaking something open. So don't be so reactive to other people's rage or pain. They're going up the scale. They're trying to get away from powerlessness. And that's what we're moving out of since the pandemic, is this powerlessness and blame. But some people got to go through that rage and hate in order to get to the other side, get to, you know, pessimism, you know, which is a little closer to hope, you know, on the emotional scale. So in conclusion, it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster in February, but it feels like you could either be afraid of the roller coaster or go, oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun. And so let's make it fun. Have a great month.